So first of all, did you want to tell me a little bit about how the first year went for the Playwrights Unit?
The Playwrights Unit, which was a brand new initiative for 2013, involved five playwrights, two from Ottawa, one from Gananoque, and two from Kingston, who met monthly at the Playhouse and who developed a draft of a new play throughout the year. And so at those monthly meetings, we would look at two playwrights' works a month, reading them out loud, and then as a group, the rest of the playwrights, myself, and also Charlotte Gowdy, who's the Associate Artistic Director at the Playhouse, would provide dramaturgical feedback. And those sessions were wonderful and really taught us a lot about the plays and really helped the writers in their developmental process. But the whole year culminated in quite a special event, which was in December we had a play reading week. And at the play reading week, each play and each playwright had the opportunity to have a professional workshop of their play. So that would mean each play had one-day workshop from 10 to 6 with the professional director and professional actors. We read through the play in the morning and then started to read through it slower and ask the playwrights questions about things that are maybe confusing or maybe exciting or things that the actors felt like they would need to know more information if they were to play this role in a professional production. So those 10 to 6 sessions were incredibly useful, and I think the playwrights really grabbed a lot from them. And then each evening at 7:30, we had a free public reading, and so members of the community could come for free to the Far Hall Theater. Every night we had to add more and more chairs as it grew, so that was very exciting for us. And the actors read the plays behind, they sort of would stand up behind music stands and act the plays, but without staging. And then after each of those readings, we had a public discussion. So the audience were able to ask questions to the playwrights about things, again, that they found confusing or exciting again. And the playwrights, in turn, could ask the audience questions about what it was that they received. So I was very, very happy with how the whole year and then that week went. And so during the play reading week, we announced that we are looking for playwrights for next year. So for this year, for 2014. The deadline for submissions is Wednesday, January the 15th. There's all sorts of information on our website about it. But basically, it's a simple submission of your resume, a selection of writing from the past, and also a letter explaining the play that you would like to explore or write this year at the Playhouse. And then it's emailed to me, and my email is Ashley, A-C-H-L-I-E, at ThousandIslandsPlayhouse.com. And this year, we're running the unit in much the same way, but from what I've learned from this year, I wanted to strengthen it as we went into our sophomore year. So a couple changes that we're making are in May, we're offering playwrights the opportunity to come and live in one of our rustic cabins along the St. Lawrence River for a week as part of a writer's retreat to really get a first draft of the play earlier on in the year. So that will be by the end of May, they should have a first draft of the play, as well as our monthly meetings. We'll still carry on with those. And then something else that's new this year that we've added is in August or September, offering the playwrights the opportunity to have a four-hour, so a short workshop, where actors who are part of the Playhouse company this season will read those plays out loud. That was the really big thing I learned, was how useful it was to have those actors in December read the plays out loud, and how I wished that we had done that a little bit earlier, that I thought the plays could have gotten along a little bit farther if we had. So we will do that. And then again, it will culminate in December with the play reading week. This year we're going to have four playwrights. We're really excited about the people who have been submitting already, but we want to get the word out. It's just less than a week right now for submissions, and we'd love to get some more.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like it was a great success first year going, so that's great to hear. Now, Ashley, can you talk a little bit about the purpose behind creating the Playwrights Unit? It sounds like it had a lot to do with kind of promoting local theater and local residents, trying to get them more involved. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's twofold. One is about getting local writers involved. As I said, all of our writers this year were from Kingston to Ottawa, including one from Gananoque. And then also the actors that we hired in December were also primarily local professional equity actors. So that was exciting to really involve the community. And the other way to involve the community is to offer these free public readings that anyone can come to. So that was definitely one of the real main desires behind the project. And then the other is that playwriting is not something that you can do in a vacuum. In theater, there are so many levels of interpretation from the producer who chooses the play, and the director who's staging the play, the designers who are designing it, and the actors who are making all of the performance choices. And so from my past experience, what I've learned is hearing those questions for a playwright earlier on in the development process will mean that by the time you do a main stage full production, the play is going to be stronger. And that's part of our mandate at the Playhouse, is to do Canadian plays and also to develop new Canadian plays and premiere new Canadian plays. So this was one of my ways of strengthening that developmental process.